and you go to the store and you buy a coat and trousers, and you'd say that's a match, you'd say it was a...
Coat and breeches.
Yeah, okay, and together it's a what?
Suit.
Okay, it's not an old one, but it's a...
Pants.
Yeah.
Breeches, trousers.
Right, not an old one, but...
Slacks.
Okay. Is there any difference, what's the difference between breeches, is there any difference between breeches and trousers?
No, same thing.
Okay. Now this suit you just bought, it wouldn't be an old suit, it would be a...
New suit.
Okay. And if my pockets were all filled up with things and they were, you'd say my pockets
were... They're full.
They were full, and so they were what? Out. They...
Junk.
Yeah, and but the pockets, you know, were all filled up with things, and you say the pockets really... You use the term bulge or bulge?
Bulge.
Okay. Now, if we're talking about the word shrink, say, I hope that cheap shirt won't what when I wash it?
Shrink.
Okay. I washed one yesterday and it...
Shrunk?
Yeah. All the cheap shirts I ever washed have...
Shrunk.
Okay. Okay. Would you, is that the word you'd probably use? Shrink?
That's right.
If a woman likes to put on good clothes, you might say she likes to do what? She
dress up.
Okay.
And the modern styles are really up.
Are what?
They're really up.
Okay, yeah, the styles are really up. Okay. How about other words with up besides dress up?
Doll up.
That's the idea. How about primp up or prink up or slick up? Any of those?
I've heard all three of them.
Okay. By any special kinds of people, would you associate those words with any particular...
Depending on where they came from.
Okay.
Main man, when he would calculate something.
Uh-huh.
And another one, he would assume it. And Southerner would reckon something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about something you might put loose change in?
Purse.
Right.
Pocketbook.
Right. Is there any difference between these two?
I don't know of any.
How about something worn around the neck, a woman might wear around her neck?
Collar?
Yeah, that's something, jewelry.
And I forget now, there's a piece of work my daughter got in Mexico City for me. Handmade.
Oh, that's nice.
Now that's really good. She got her, they had to go to Mexico City on business. And
uh-huh. Yeah, that's really nice.
She had her handbag that she thought about.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to have a pair of their boots.
Yeah, I'll bet that's nice stuff. Nice. Well, they take their time and do good work. Now, that's beautiful.
They're arch.
Well, that's right. Now, this piece of jewelry that a woman might wear around her neck, you might call that a...
I can get the name of it.
Well, I mean, the word necklace, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But how about if you're using it with beads? You're talking about beads.
String of beads, right? I know.
What's a man wear to keep his, might wear a belt or he might wear?
Suspenders.
All right. Remember what they used to call them?
Galoshes.
Okay.
You remember that.
All right. And something you might take outside that you might open up when you go outside to get the, keep the weather off of you. Rain.